Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Headspace Studios.
Hi, my name's Andy, and welcome to Radio Headspace. And it's a Monday morning, the start of the week. I hope you had a good weekend. I was chatting with a friend the other day. We were talking about trigger words. I don't know if there are particular words in your life, perhaps in your relationships, maybe even in your own mind, that trigger you to feel a particular way, very quickly, very strongly. It reminded me as we were chatting the other day about when I was training to be a lifeguard. Many, many years ago, I was much younger. And one of the first things I was taught was, whatever you do, don't say, don't panic. And in my mind, I was thinking, well, look, this person's in the water. They can't swim. They're waving their arms around. I think they're probably already in a state of panic. But the point was, if they hear the word panic, they are that much more likely to react to it. It's a trigger word. And as I was chatting to this friend of mine, he was saying the thing that he found most frustrating in his relationship was if he was ever told to just relax or to just calm down. And my guess is that for most of us, those could be included in a whole set of trigger words or trigger phrases. And there's a good reason for it. If you think about how we work with our own mind, the thoughts and emotions that arise in our mind, if difficult thoughts arose in our mind and we were simply able to say, oh, just calm down, and the thoughts immediately subsided, then of course we could say that would be a valid response. But actually, when we have that kind of conversation in our mind, it's very discursive. There's a lot of energy to it. And simply saying, just relax or just calm down, it almost feels as though it negates the seriousness of how we're feeling. So the way it was taught to me back in sort of the days of the monastery was to work with the mind. And again, same thing, whether we're working internally or externally with ourselves or with others. To work with the mind more in terms of a dance. Meet that conversation where it is, not forcing it into a different position, but actually meeting it where it is. So if someone else is having a hard time, rather than trying to flip their mind or flip their mood or their emotion into a different place, the first point is to be next to them, to meet them where they are, to hear what they have to say. And that alone sometimes can be enough. And there is then a dance that ensues where we are able to perhaps gently help that person move from that position, from that fixed position, into a different place in the same way in our own mind. If we can meet challenging and difficult thoughts and emotions where they are and slowly give them the space so that there's no sense of resistance, there's no sense of will, of force, of control, of trying to change. Instead, we're creating a space in which nature naturally moves, naturally finds its own way, its own rhythm of working things out. In many ways, I think we can say when we're training the mind, whether we call it meditation, whatever else, we're simply learning to hear our own thoughts, to see them more clearly. And if we're not able to listen to our own thoughts, then we'll never truly be able to listen to others. And if we haven't trained our mind to approach our own thoughts with a sense of kindness, a sense of empathy, and a sense of patience, then it's going to be really difficult to do that for others as well. So as you head into your day today, as you head into your week this week, just watching out for those trigger words, noticing how different words make you feel, noticing how it's possible to step back from that, and equally noticing how you might use them with others, recognizing that the best thing we can do is to meet people where they are, and from then on in, it's a dance. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. It's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.